I think the NCA do have a good case. I think their argument is sound. It does make sense because that is what the Constitution says technically. I've looked at Section 14, Subsection 2, and it says that the appointment must be done without delay. And the only question here is whether the without delay is regarded as being as commencing from the time of the election, or is it a wider, can it apply to other circumstances? There are two situations here, Gibbs. One, you could say it's without delay from the election, or they might say it's without delay from the time of appointment, whether they're doing a replacement of a vice president. But I think that the NCA have a strong point, because I think the applicable clause here is that it's without delay from the election of the president. And what President Mugabe should have done in August 2013 when he appointed Vice President Mujuru would have been to appoint two vice presidents, and that would have complied with that provision.
Mr. Makaisa, give us your thoughts on how the Constitutional Court is going to handle this kind of case if it is brought before the courts.
I'm not sure whether they will be inclined to entertain the case at all. I suspect they will argue that this is a matter of executive discretion, and that their hands are tied, and that they are not going to interfere. I think they would be wrong to say that.